This is Tim at New York Comic Con, and I am here with Brian Joines. Sir, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Tim?
I got no complaints.
Excellent.
So, how's New York treating you?
Oh, I love New York. This is the third time I've done the show, and yeah, it's been going great so far. You know, I've made the table back, which is always the first hurdle you clear, and so it's all gravy from here on out.
Gravy is nice. So we've got a lot of cool books here. You've got a variety. You want to tell some of the audience where they may have seen you before?
Sure. So I'm probably best known for Krampus from Image Comics, which takes the Krampus myth and puts it in kind of an Escape from New York scenario, and Imagine Agents, which is a team of operatives that go after the imaginary friends of little kids who are on the up and up, and that has been optioned for a film that Michael Keaton's doing, so very excited about that, OG Batman and everything. And then I've got a couple Bill and Ted books I did for Boom Studios, and then my final book right now is Secret Identities, which is a superhero title where a mole infiltrates a super team, but we follow it from the mole's point of view, so we see his actions disrupt the team from the inside.
I like that. You've got a lot of superheroic kind of stuff here. Is that your favorite genre, or do you jump around? Do you feel like a need to be in all different genres? Because you've got super team stuff, and I think people have a hard time doing team stuff sometimes.
You know, I mean, I grew up reading superheroes. I'm 48, so that was like the main crux of my comic book dumb as a kid. But I love superheroes. I'd love to write superheroes. I love writing superheroes, but I don't feel like limiting myself to one genre. I'm all over the place. I want to be all over the place. Krampus is more of a comedy action book. Imagine Agents is definitely kind of a young adult or all readers level thing. And yeah, I mean, Bill and Ted, it's a comedy. It's a straight-ahead comedy that just has some, you know, adventure elements. Yeah, I feel good dabbling in it all. I don't want to pigeonhole myself into one thing.
Were you a big Bill and Ted fan before you got the opportunity to work on this book?
Oh, I was. That movie came out during my senior year of high school. I was not getting good grades, so it truly spoke to me, their desperation in graduating. So, getting this gig was such a thrill for me. And the only thing that would have been better would be landing a Beetlejuice comic.
Well, that would be a lot of fun, too. Does anybody have Beetlejuice? That's a good question.
I don't think so. I mean, Warner owns Beetlejuice, so I would think that DC would probably be the ones to do a book, but I don't know. I mean, that's something for a publisher's lawyers and Warner Studios lawyers to figure out.
Get at me, Warner. Let me know. I got your guy here for Beetlejuice.
Oh, I've made people aware of this. Very, very aware.
And I hear you have a new project in the works. Could you tell me about that?
Sure. It's going to be coming out early next year. It is called Backtrack. It's coming from Oni Press. And the basic idea is it's a cross-country rally car race where each leg of the race is in a different period of history. And whoever wins the race gets to go back along their own timeline and change one mistake they made. So it's just a bunch of broken, damaged people getting eaten by dinosaurs or killed by Vikings trying to correct some horrible mistake they committed or something that was done to them.
What was your favorite time period that you chose? I'm sure you chose a bunch that maybe you weren't your favorites, but they fit story-wise. What was your favorite time period that you're just like, it has to be in there?
Well, I wanted to do stuff that you don't always see in time travel, so my favorite one was probably them driving into Constantinople. So, like, circa 1300 AD. That was the China one. In 540 AD, Constantinople, where, you know, big brick wall surrounding the entire city, and, you know, this influx of Roman culture, Greek culture, Turkish culture, all kind of combining into one thing, and then just having a bunch of cars racing through the streets. It was a lot of fun to research that, and the artist, Jake Elvenek, is just doing an amazing job on it. I can't wait for people to see what he's doing with it. I feel like this book, after this book, he's going to just, like, blow up.
That's always good to hear. Do you have a rough launch date for that?
I've been told February, so hopefully, fingers crossed, they'll be doing a press release soon and we'll cement that down a little more.
Do you have interest in continuing your Krampus story?
Absolutely. In fact, I'd been struggling with an idea for a little while, but then I finally, just within the last week, came up with the perfect catch for a sequel, and it's also a very timely catch, having to do with you know, Mrs. Claus being kind of put upon, and so her taking a more present role and kind of the whole, you know, female empowerment within the Santa world. So, you know, and Krampus being kind of the jaded, bitter, you know, borderline misogynistic character having to get thrown into that, you know.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah. He's a fun character to ride. You just lean into the German accent and go insane.
That's great. All right, well, I'm gonna hit you with one more. You can write any character. Any character at all. Who are you picking?
Are we talking Big Two? Are we talking any character? Okay.
We're talking anything.
Oh, man.
You could tell me you want to write the end of Saga. That would be fine.
Well, I know Brian Vaughn in passing, and I would never take that from him. I would say, you know what? As a little kid, I loved Thundar the Barbarian.
Yes, I'm with you 100%. Let's do it. Yeah. That's DC. That's Hanna-Barbera, right?
Yeah.
All right, we're on it.
All right, excellent, excellent. Yeah, I'm your Ookla the Mock guy. Trust me. Yeah, so yeah, definitely Thundar, and beyond that, man, I mean, there's so many guys I'd like to write, you know, just characters from my childhood, characters who have never been adapted for. I would love to do a Tremors book. I mean, that's something I tried to get the rights to that myself, and, you know, kind of ran into a brick wall. But yeah, I think that'd be so much fun. Just there's so much out there to do, you know. I you stop swimming, you die. So I definitely am not done swimming yet.
Well, sir, you are definitely a hero of mine because you said Thundar, and that is the right answer. Let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
Sure. I am at Brian M. Joins on Twitter. I am simply Brian Joins on Facebook. And then I am Brian_M_Joins on Instagram. It's a very unique name, and it's basically last name's a verb, so just go with it.
I like the underscores. I do underscores on my Twitter handle. I'm with you all the way.
Excellent, excellent.
Well, thank you so much for talking, and I wish you a good rest of the con.
Thank you. You too. Enjoy.